Three candidates for Haynesborough Assembly shared their views on local economy and politics at a forum organized by the Chamber of Commerce last week. Jerry Lapp, Tresham Gregg, and Margaret Friednauer are running for two open seats on the Assembly in the October municipal election. Each candidate had recurring themes in many of their answers. For Jerry Lapp, who works part-time for Constantine Metal Resources, one theme was strengthening Haynes' economy so that it flourishes year-round.
Why I want to be in there is so I can help build a community where families can feel safe, where families, young families, can find work and stay at home and not have to work away from home.
Artist and business owner Tresham Gregg also said improving the economy was a priority, particularly in the tourism sector.
Attracting customers, really. I mean, we're all set up to do all kinds of wonderful things with people that could come here, but we don't have them. And to get them here is going to take a different approach.
Southeast Alaska Conservation Council employee Margaret Friednauer said she hopes to be a voice for a younger generation.
It's something that, at least among my friends and my generation in this town, it's one way that I can be more involved and take the concerns of my generation and that kind of thing forward for our community.
The candidates agreed with each other in many of their answers. When Chamber of Commerce Director Deborah Schnabel asked what personal qualities they would bring to the Assembly, each said they were good listeners. Here's Lapp.
I think my best quality is I'm a good listener. I listen to what people have to say around the community, and you try to act on what you hear. You weigh it out, you add it in on your decision-making process, and I think I'm open and I'm fair.
Friednauer said her experience as a former KHNS news director made her well-informed.
Going to all of the meetings that I could possibly attend for the last 4 years and finding all that information and having all that information in the back of my head, I think brings a certain depth of knowledge to the... And also part of that job was listening to both sides of an issue.
Gregg said, aside from being a good listener, he's also willing to speak his mind.
I'm not afraid to speak out and say what's on my mind and the creative solutioning that might go into trying to solve any particular issue.
Gregg and Friednauer called for more public involvement in the political process.
I'm unhappy with the kinds of treatment that people who do speak at the assemblies get. I mean, it's either you get ignored or you get put down. I think we should be fostering in creative ways for people in the community to have a voice in what is going down.
And if you want public to buy into what the government is doing, you have to give them an opportunity to be involved and active and participate in it.
Another similarity came up when resident Bill Kurz asked the candidates' views on marijuana regulations. Friednauer said she thinks there should already be a local task force planning for how Haynes should deal with the legalized sale of marijuana.
I think there's a lot of opportunity in regulating the sale of marijuana.
Lapp agreed that there should be a local task force working on the issue. He suggested Haynes look to other states that have already dealt with legalized recreational marijuana regulations to learn from their mistakes and successes. Gregg said if money for marijuana sales could be put into community development, it would be beneficial to everybody. Of the three candidates, Lapp is the only one who has served on the Assembly before. He has also served as mayor of Haynes. He took a short break from public office before deciding to run for Assembly again this term.
I found out that being on the Assembly gives you a feeling of accomplishment because you've helped out your community.
The candidates are vying for seats that are currently occupied by Joanne Waterman and Dave Berry Jr. Both opted not to seek re-election. Voters will cast their ballots Tuesday, October 6th. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.